Holy fucking shit. I mean, it's unbelievable, man. Just the amount of garbage you have out there on the radio. That's why some of you guys like this, right? I mean, you guys just love hearing me rant away for a few minutes just because when you turn into that radio station, it's fucking piece of shit. I know when I drive here and I go to work, it's like, oh my fucking God, this is so fucking boring. These people probably make twice the amount that I make. I mean, it's unbelievable. And they have more free time. And I'm saying to myself, whoa, I mean, you guys are fucking boring as fuck. You guys are not helping me be a better person at all. I mean, it's like, you're not making me laugh. You're not doing anything. So, you know, I'd rather record myself and listen to myself all day long. Isn't that what crazy people do? Crazy people just fucking do that all day, and a few people think I am. So, anywho, I just decided to do this, just a random one. It's unbelievable, man. I'm just so excited right now, down the stretch. Another year here, up to the same old shit, no improvement, nothing's gotten worse, and everyone's complaining about the world and about politics. And if you think about it, nothing gets fucking any different. You're here figuring things out and enjoying another year closer to your fucking tombstone. In my case, I'm going to be cremated. That's for damn sure. I better get that fucking will going, because the probate office, once it gets its hand on it, the state of Florida, you fucked. But yeah, it's just, I was just thinking random thoughts right now, man. How much I miss Vegas. You know, I usually go out there every year and it never works out for me for some reason. I haven't done it in the last couple of years. I had... it's just the total opposite effect. You know, when I was married, I needed a fucking getaway. And I didn't do anything crazy, man. I swear to fucking God, I could pass a lie detector test. I had fucking 10 witnesses. Fucking knew. I just didn't do anything. I stayed in myself, you know, and I just didn't, you know, always did the right thing. But now it's like I want to go full savage mode out there one time just to figure it out, just to see what people really talk about. I don't know, but I, you know, Vegas is one of those places. Luckily, I did not find out about it until I was 25, 26, man. Because if I would have found out about Vegas when I was 21, fuck. I mean, I would have been living there already. I would have been one of those pit bosses. You know, I don't know if you've been to those clubs out there, man, and just bars, man. Those fucking bodyguards, man. They're like 6'9", 6'10". They're like fucking UNLV football players. You know, like unbelievable. It's a spectacle out there. I fucking miss it. It's like a grown-up Disney World for me, and it's not about gambling. That was the longest time for me. You know, I figured it was going to be all about gambling, all about fucking just doing all making money, losing money. It's nothing about that. That's just part of it, you know? It's like you go out there, you can go get up in the morning, go do the touring around town, go see some sights, right? I mean, just go ahead and keep it simple. You go have some great dinner, a lot of great places, lunch, whatever the fuck you want. Plenty of walking for you lazy fat fucks. If you know, you do some exercising there, you're not gonna fucking sweat. If you do, you got fucking issues. I remember this one guy, buddy of mine out there, he lives in Arizona, man. He would sweat like a fucking pig, and it's dry as fuck out there. And I remember I'd be running out there, you know, just like an idiot like I am. I'm always running and exercising wherever I go visit, and it was no different then. I'm always afraid of being a fucking fat tub. So this guy, he's just sweat the fuck out. I'm like, dude, you fucking kidding me? You're in a dry human. This is Ovenville out here. You can't fucking sweat even if you tried fucking outside in the middle of the day. There's no way. And this guy's just pouring sweats. I used to say to myself, man, how the fuck? If this guy lived in Florida, he'd be dead. You know, just from the whole hydration shit. But yeah, man, I mean, Vegas is just so much shit to do, man. I miss it so much. I wish the guys, and the guys go that I know, I had two groups that I used to go to Vegas with. One of them was in the, I call the Rainbow Coalition, you know, a bunch of brothers and then the white guy. Yeah, and that's just kind of decapitated itself. It's just been one series of unfortunate events, and fucking everyone's just bailing out, right? I mean, it's just, they're doing the Greg, just jumping out the building. Shout out to Greg. He's my co-owner in fantasy football. But they fucking jumped ship, and now they're just being grown. Now they're just kind of sitting in the chair looking at the life insurance policies like, oh, I'm fucking old. And then you have the other crew, they're already bailed out. I call it the Naples crew, man. They fucking great guys, and they remind me of Jackass. You know, like, we just like a bunch of misfits just having fun on each other. It's like Jackass number one, they were playing the stunts on everyone, and then once everyone, the public, figured out they got famous, they just had to turn around and do it on each other, right? I mean, it's like that's how we are, man. We're a bunch of clowns, always being sarcastic, playing jokes, just kind of being half-hearted, trying to get someone to get reactions, just epic trolling going on within the group. And, you know, those guys just also dismantled before the Rainbow Coalition. So now you still have a few of them who go out there and college basketball season. That's one thing about us, man. We love our college basketball. And we got a couple degenerate junkie gamblers. They like to go hard when the fucking line shows you like Duke is up, is going to win by like 45 points. They're fucking putting their house on it. But yeah, those guys, the Naples crew, man, they just like getting out there. They like putting a little action out there and then being in the sights and sounds. I don't blame them, you know. But, you know, that's a little bit above my pay grade, so I just have to stay low-key. And but I'm thinking about going, man. But this year, man, it's going to be pinching me fucking tight, man. I got to figure out a way to make money. You know, this whole thing, whole capitalism thing, what happens is the money, you're like the biggest expense to your company. So your money doesn't go up in your pockets. And then whatever your expenses are, they keep going up and up and up and up and up and up. That's capitalism. I fucking love it. It's not that I'm against making money. It's that, you know, the rubber meets the road at some point. So, oh, well, maybe I need to go hit somebody to hit me, give me some money, maybe start a GoFundMe. I don't fucking know. I got to figure it out. But yeah, I want to go travel. I wanted to go travel to Spain as well, man, but I had to just pay off some credit cards. Yeah, man, I'm fucking through the roof of my credit. I mean, it's almost at 800. Whoopty fucking do, but I have no fucking money in the bank account. Not any money that I can use to go travel. I got to be smart about all this thing, right? I mean, you got to be a grown-up for once. You can't be just like having all this fucking debt. But yeah, I'm free spick and span, man. You run that credit, man, and I'll be your fucking financier. You know what I mean? That's one thing, man. Now these days they fucking run your credit score on these jobs. It's fucking amazing to me. I mean, it was already bad enough you had to drink some fucking vinegar the night before you took a drug test, you know, right? When you smoke a little weed, you know, when you did a little X. I don't know. I've never done X, so I don't fucking know. But yeah, you know, nowadays it's like they check your credit score, they go ahead and check your social media. Good thing, man, I don't have this thing hooked up to my main account. You know, I don't do Facebook, thank God. I have somebody at work tell me, hey man, do you do Facebook? Oh, no fucking way. You think I'm gonna have Facebook for all you nosy fucks to get at, Mike? No, it's one thing if you know me personally and you want to follow me and be nosy, but man, if a coworker finds out about this, holy shit. Not in a bad way. It wouldn't bother me. It's just, you know, something to talk about. I don't like giving people shit for me, for them to talk about me. I don't know you. I don't hang out with you after work. You know, like we don't have nothing to congregate about. So if you are not my friend, meaning you're not a person that I have go, you know, lunch with or anything like that, kick rocks. I'm not going to fucking hang out with you. Why am I going to have give you my information to fucking go ahead and use it against me at work? Because at the end of the day, people at work are looking out for number one. They're looking out for that juicy gossip. They don't fucking know. And that's the sad thing about it. It's like they don't have nothing to talk about. You know, here I am listening to 3-hour podcasts, listening about sociology behaviors and all of this postmodernism and all of these different aspects of life, right? That these smart people talk about all fucking day. I love learning. And then on the other hand, people are just so concerned about what the other person is fucking wearing. Are you kidding me? You're fucking almost 50. Why are you worried about what someone else is driving, what they're wearing, and what the fuck they're doing, right? And who they're fucking with? I don't fucking get it. Another one, by the way, I saw, you know, I kind of swiped Tinder for fun. It's fucking hilarious. Saw some girls that I just remember in their Instagram pages, they were just flaunting their man and just taking pictures like, oh, Modern Family shit. Oh, here you go. You back with me again, huh? How did that process work for you? See, at least I said this one time and 1,000 times, man. You got to take your fucking time. People don't tell you who they really are, especially with guys, man. If you're not doing the right thing, you know, you're taking Instagram pictures while they're fucking somebody else because you're not sucking dick right. Right? I mean, it's just like, you got to get your porn game up, ladies. You got to fucking watch a little porn. You got to get a little freaky. You got to stunt the guy a little bit. You got to make him say, oh my God, what the fuck just happened here? You know, the more you run away from it, the more you run away from those sexual craving whores. Be a whore for your man. Don't fucking worry about it. Once he's your man and he's locked in and you live together, you fucking go ape shit on that man. You make sure that man knows, hey, he's not going to get this anywhere else. Not even the fucking porn MD random selection box, okay? It's fucking great. I love life right now. It's beautiful, man. And this is my impersonation of a comedy skit here. But guess again, I mean, it's fucking boring out there, man. You know, all these podcasts, you got to keep it short and sweet, man. You got to keep it like fun, lighthearted, make fun of yourself and just have fun. goodness, it's not that serious, man. Life is short. Enjoy it. Fuck.